This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduh, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nasta'hdihi, wa nasta'ghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudillalah, wa man yudlil falahadiyalah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله والرسول فقد فاز فوزا عظيما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We should all praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today to listen to the khutbah, to perform the Salatul Jumu'ah together. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Now this morning, we had our Qur'an competition winners announced. And alhamdulillah, it is amazing to see some of our students in our school who put a lot of effort into memorizing the Qur'an and to recite the Qur'an beautifully. And it is also amazing to see that a lot of us here, we have a very strong relationship with the Qur'an. And this is something that we need to continue and also improve. As Muslims, we want the Qur'an to be a part of our life. And today I wanted to dedicate the khutbah about the Qur'an. And I know that you've heard a lot of reminders about the Qur'an, the importance of the Qur'an. So inshallah today I wanted to share a few stories with you, a couple of stories with you, and how inshallah we could be inspired by these stories. The first story that I want to share with you, and some of you may know this, is how Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, how he embraced Islam. Now Umar radiallahu an, in the early stages of when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving da'wah, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was one of the staunchest enemies against Islam. He hated Islam. He hated the Muslims. He wanted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, we are talking about Umar ibn al-Khattab. That's how much he hated the Muslims. They used to have these gatherings, the leaders of the Quraysh, and they used to come up with plans of how to stop the da'wah from happening. And Umar radiallahu anhu, as being part of the nobles, he would give some of his advice, others would listen, some would give their own advice. It came to a point where Umar radiallahu anhu could not take it anymore. He's like, that's it, I'm done. Today, he said, I'm going to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made this plan. He's like, I'm done. And the story goes that Umar radiallahu anhu, he was such a beast of a man that when he would walk with his sword, he would carry his sword around his neck. So much so that he would walk and he would swing the sword around him. That's how he was. And people would look at him and they would get scared just by looking at him. And he was on the way to go and find Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to cause some harm. Now, along the way, he meets a man by the name of Nu'aym ibn Abdullah. Now Nu'aym bin Abdullah was a Muslim in secret. Because none of the Muslims wanted others to know that they are Muslims, because they would have been tortured. Some of them could even be killed. They were scared. It was very early on. And the Quraysh, the leaders, didn't like the Muslims back then. So he meets Nu'aym. And Nu'aym radiallahu anhu sees Umar furious, angry. And he says to him, you know, it seems like you are upset, you are angry. You've got something in your mind. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he tells him, yes, I'm on the way to go and kill Muhammad. And Nu'aym, he was secretly a Muslim. He says to Umar radiallahu anhu, beware, O Umar, if you harm Muhammad, you will not be saved from the fury of Banu Hashim. Muhammad ﷺ was from the tribe of Banu Hashim. So they will get very angry with you. So Umar radiallahu anhu replies to him and says, Nu'aym, have you become a Muslim? And Umar radiallahu Nu'aym, he said, don't worry about me. Forget about me. He said, but you should worry about your own household. Your sister and your brother-in-law have become Muslim. Now, Umar radiallahu anhu, hearing this, my sister has become Muslim? That's it. He diverted. Now he was going to the Prophet ﷺ, but now he went to the house of his sister. Now you may think, I'm going to pause for a moment. You may think, how could Nu'aym do that? How could he dob in Umar's sister like that? But remember, he was trying to save the Prophet ﷺ. We would give our life to the Prophet ﷺ. That's how much love there was. And of course it was Umar radiallahu anhu's sister. He probably wouldn't harm her like he would to Umar, to the Prophet ﷺ. So he thought about all those things before he even answered. So Umar radiallahu anhu now has diverted and now going to the house of his sister. He went to the house and he was about to bang on the door. And he heard the recitation of the Qur'an. Inside, he heard the recitation of the Qur'an. And he listened. And he made him angry because he knew this was something, it was something from the Qur'an. He banged on the door. And as he banged on the door, there was a man by the name of Khabbab ibn Arat. He was a servant at the before that, and he was teaching the sister of Umar, Fatima, and her husband, the recitation of the Qur'an. And when he heard that it was Umar at the door, he went and hid. He was scared, they were scared of him. And the sister Fatima, she said, don't worry, I'm going to handle him, I'll open the door, I'll handle him. She opened the door, Umar radiallahu anhu came in, he was furious. He grabbed his brother-in-law. He grabbed his brother-in-law, Sa'id ibn Zayd. He grabbed him, he pinned him down. And he was saying, what is it that you were reading? And he said, nothing, nothing, don't worry about it, nothing. And while this was happening, Fatima, the sister, tried to save her husband. And Umar radiallahu anhu struck her. And it mentioned that she started to bleed a little bit. So upon seeing this, Umar radiallahu anhu got upset at himself for doing that. So it calmed him down a little bit, for seeing his sister in such a way. So he said, okay, I'm sorry, but tell me what you were doing. So she said, we were reading the Quran. Have you become Muslim? Yes, we have become Muslim. The words he used was, have you apostated? Have you left the path of your forefathers? They said, no, we have become a Muslim. We have become a Muslim. So he said, okay, show me what you were reading. So it was on a piece of paper, or some say it was on a leaf that was written. And the sister said, no, we're not going to show it to you because you're unclean. So he said, how about I clean myself and if you can give that to me. So he went, he bathed and he came back. And she gave him that parchment where the surah was written. It was Surah Taha. And then he started to recite Surah Taha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. Which means, طه, we have not sent down to you the Qur'an that you may be distressed, but only as a reminder for those who fear Allah. A revelation from He, Allah, who created the earth and the highest heavens, the most merciful, who is above the throne established. To Him belongs what is in the heavens and what is on the earth, and what is between them and what is under the soil. And if you speak aloud, then indeed He knows the secrets, meaning Allah knows the secrets, and what is even more hidden. Allah, there is no one worthy of worship except for Him. To Him belongs the best of names. When he read that, now remember, they know Arabic. And when he read that part, he knew immediately, this cannot be the words of mankind. It can't be. He himself knows poetry. He knew that this cannot be the words of human beings. And then he asked the question, is this what Quraysh are running away from? Is this what Quraysh is fighting the Muslims for? This? They're worried about this? And they said, yes. He said, nah. Whoever sent this down should be worshipped. Whoever sent this down should be worshipped. And his sister embraced him. And he said, tell me where Muhammad is. Tell me where the Prophet is. So he went to Darul Arqam. And he was there, the Prophet ﷺ. They were scared, the Sahabas who were there, they were scared to let Umar in. Because remember, he had the sword around him, right? They were scared to let him in. But Hamza, radiallahu anhu, he said, let him in. Don't worry. You know, we've got him. Let him in. He came in. And then he met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he declared his shahada. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. There was a huge takbir that happened in that house, subhanallah. The reason why I'm telling you this story, a man, Umar radiallahu anhu, the one who was an enemy of Islam, the one who was on the way to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was this Qur'an that turned his mind. It was the Qur'an that changed his heart. And that was the same day that he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he embraced Islam. How amazing is that? How beautiful is that? This is what the Qur'an should do to us. This is the beauty of the Qur'an. You know, there was a priest. There was a priest, the Shaykh was mentioning this story. There was a priest. He said, I have heard the recitation of the scriptures of every religion that I know of. Every religion. And he's a priest. He said, but I can tell you now, without a shadow of doubt, whenever the Qur'an is being recited, it shakes me. He's a priest. He said, when I hear the Qur'an, it shakes me. It's something different. It gives me goosebumps. And I'm sure that many of you have seen videos of people in the street when they're walking past, and those people who are working for da'wah, they tell them to hear the Qur'an. What are their response? This is amazing. This is something different. Some of them are crying when they hear it. And then you hear people, they hate Islam. And all of a sudden they open the Qur'an, they start to read from the start to the end. The meaning of the Qur'an, they embrace it. Those who read with an open mind and an open heart, they embrace Islam. We have staunchest of enemies in this world. One from the Netherlands. He was in this political party that hates Muslims. When he read the Qur'an, that staunchest enemy became the lover of the Qur'an. He embraced Islam. So now my question for myself and all of you, what does the Qur'an do to us? What does the Qur'an do to us? Does it move us? Does it shake us? Does it make us love Allah more when we hear it? Do we recite it? Do we read the meaning of the Qur'an? What does it do to us? So we'll continue inshallah in next khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said in a hadith, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you. Now this is, look at the words. خيركم, the best of you. Like we all want to be the best of everything. The Prophet is telling us the best of you are those who learn the Qur'an. So what does learning the Qur'an mean? You learn how to read the Qur'an. You try your best to understand what you are reading. You go through the meaning, you learn the tafsir. And subhanAllah, we are so fortunate to be in a school that teaches you tafsir from a certain age onwards. And then you have the Qur'an at home, you've got Qur'an apps, you've got your parents, you've got Qur'an classes, you've got all of these places that you can go to, online classes, where you can learn the Qur'an. And not only that, the best of you are those who also teach it to others. Now let me give you an example that you can relate to. Many of us here have social media accounts. And when you see something you like, let's say you saw a video, probably made you laugh, probably learned something from it. And then you thought, wow, you know, and you start doing it yourself. You start doing whatever it is yourself. And then you're like, man, I'm going to share this. I'm going to show it to my friends. I'm going to share it on my account. And you share it. And then you wait for people to like it. And you wait for people to share it to others, right? We do this. All of us, we do this. We see something we like, we try to do it, or we try to say it, whatever it is, and then we share it to others. Because we want to show others. Or I'll give you another example. Let's say you met someone famous. Very, very famous. Think of someone famous in your mind. You took a picture with this person, right? You know this person really well, in and out about this person. And you want to share this. You want to show it to others. So you put it on your social media account. You share it with your family and your friends, and you show them, look who I was with. I was standing next to this person. Right? We go crazy over a small signature of a person. We do this. But we like it. Why? Because they are famous. They are well known. Right? Now I want you to think. We have the best thing that anyone could ever ask for. The best. And that is the words of Allah. We have the words of Allah. The one who created me and you. We have it. We have it on our phones. We have it at home. We have it in our heart. We recite it from our tongue. Right? So our job, because we know how amazing this is, we know how beautiful this is, our job is to learn it, because we love it. And not only learn it, wow, I've learned something from the Qur'an. This is amazing, it moved me. You know what? I'm going to share it. I'm going to teach it to others. Call your sibling, come, you know this verse? Learn this verse. You know what it means? This is what it means. Share it on your social media accounts, use it. We can use social media and good things. You see an ayah of the Qur'an, you loved it, it moved you. You know what? I'm going to share this. Find the verse, find the meaning, share it in your social media account. It may change someone else. It may change someone else, their life. And it's through you, your work, your da'wah, that you made this happen. So my advice to myself and to all of you today in this khutbah, fall in love with the Qur'an. Fall in love with the Qur'an. Be the people of the Qur'an. Because wallahi, this is the Qur'an that will stand on the day of judgment and will say, Ya Allah, this servant of yours, he used to wake up at night, stand up and would recite me, Ya Allah. He would recite your words. Ya Allah, forgive his sins. Admit him into paradise. The Qur'an will stand for you. The Qur'an will speak on your behalf. How amazing would that be? How amazing would that be? But it's scary if the Qur'an stands up and says to Allah, Ya Allah, this servant of yours never used to read me. This servant of yours never used to read your words. Ya Allah, take him to hellfire. Imagine if the Qur'an says that. So the Qur'an could be a hujjah for you, or it could be a hujjah against you. Fall in love with it, learn it, share it. And like Umar radiallahu anhu, the one who was about to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, changed because of one part of a surah. One part of a surah. It moved him, it changed him. Be that person who changes as well. The ones who are away from the Qur'an, use the Qur'an to change your life. Learn it, share it, and be a part of this glory. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the lovers of the Qur'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our relationship with the Qur'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the huffaz of the Qur'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who understands the Qur'an. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we have the competitions, the Qur'an competitions, inshallah, I want to make it even bigger next year. And I want to see all of you trying very, very, very hard to try your best to perform at your utmost level, inshallah. Because you know, competition in good is good. Competition in good is good. We know Abu Bakr and Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu specifically, he used to compete a lot with Abu Bakr in good. So we are allowed to compete with one another, but we never put anyone else down. It is Allah who rewards every one of you, not for your results. Allah Ta'ala rewards you for your effort. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate us in that as well. Ibadallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid. Ibadallah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please stand up, make yourself. Say the verse again. وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَحَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ مُؤْمِنُونَ.
Boys, cover the gaps.
Fill up the gaps, please. Your heel must be on the line.
يوم الدين إياك إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله